producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we give men a hard time, and I don't think we should. It's fun too. I mean, I have a lot of fun, you know, giving my husband a hard time and giving you guys a hard time. I know the majority of my listeners are men, and so, you know, I feel like I'm yelling at my husband when I yell at you guys. You know, you need to go and get checked. You need to, you know, get things done, get yourself taken care of. But I understand. I mean, it's not easy. If I had a prostate, okay, I would not want that looked at. I would not want that probed. I would not want that biopsied. Okay, I've seen what you men go through. It's not very easy. All right, you know, the negativity. Well, you could be at higher risk for heart disease, or your cholesterol is high, or, you know, you need to be nicer to your mother-in-law. It's not something a lot of guys like to do. And there's a test now they're talking about, where it's a new prostate cancer test that smells the disease in the urine. And they think that could save lives and spare men from the procedures that they loathe. And I don't blame them for ruling out prostate cancer. More than 1.1 million cases of prostate cancer occur globally or had been recorded globally back in 2012. And researchers now think this is such a great milestone. They say the cancer cases, the 1.1 million that happen globally, account for 8% of all new cancer cases and 15% of those affecting men. Everyone goes, okay, well, the number one type of cancer that affects men is prostate. No, the number one group that prostate cancer affects is men. But that doesn't mean prostate cancer is the number one most common cancer. It still is lung cancer, okay, for both men and women. So that's why you're like, well, it's only 8% of the cases, or, you know, okay. So they say right now, current indicators like an enlarged prostate or an unusually high PSA levels will possibly recommend biopsy. But if they could come up with an accurate urine test, that could mean many men that really don't need to undergo a prostate biopsy may not have to. And urine obviously is, it's a tool that's very easy, very inexpensive, and it's, I guess, a lot easier for men to stomach. Plus, as prostates seep, maybe certain cancer antigens fall into the urine. It makes a lot of sense. So, called a gas chromatography. Chromatograph. I used to work with them in the EPA, but chromatography isn't a word we use. GC sensor system. The device called the odoreader is able to successfully identify patterns of volatile compounds in urine samples and detect those of which indicate cancer. So in a trial run, they collaborated with the University of the West of England, Southmead Hospital, and Bristol Royal Infirmary. 155 men who attended a urology clinic were assessed. Of this group, 58 people had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, 24 with bladder cancer, and 73 had poor stream urine flow, so probably some benign prostatic hyperplasia, some enlarged prostate issues, but not technically cancer. So they inserted all the urine samples into the odoreader, and then there were certain algorithms that were developed by the research team, and I guess it was able to help identify, all right? Or they took the 155 men, and that's what they were able to diagnose. By the way, bladder cancer, not a fun type of cancer to diagnose. You need a cystoscopy that has to go up through a tube. Men have been asking for years, even women, if there could be another test other than cystoscopy because it's kind of uncomfortable. They found ways to make it more bearable. And one of my patients had a cystoscopy and she said it didn't even hurt. So they're starting to do amazing things now, but still, it's a procedure. There's expense to it. There's some embarrassment to it. And so if we could find a better way to evaluate urological cancers without having to go through all the above that I just mentioned, the way to go. And, you know, so, you know, the prostate gland makes fluid that helps make semen, which helps transmit sperm to where they need to go. All right. And usually, you know, in a woman to make a baby. And unfortunately, the prostate, as age endures, the prostate gets bigger. When the prostate gets bigger, and it could surround the urethra as it's trying to flow from the bladder outside into the open air. When that happens, people have difficulty urinating, etc. The problem with prostate cancer is if you get cancer of the area, not just enlargement, the cancer could spread. It could spread to the bone. I have seen bone fractures. I told you about that case in the ER where somebody came in and he was severe neck pain after a fall, and not a very difficult fall. Well, when we got done with x-rays, we saw pretty significant neck fractures. It turned out his prostate cancer had gone to his neck. So, you know, when they say watch and wait and everybody could relax and prostate cancer isn't that big a deal, it is a big deal. It's cancer. Okay, it's a very big deal. And just because it happens in men and not women, and you know, we're trying not to politically insensitive to certain demographics by not, you know, concentrating on their types of cancer, male cancer is still just as important to assess and evaluate as anybody's cancer, okay? I mean, you know, we're talking about cancer. This affects all of us. So, if they're able to look at this, they say the otoreader has a 30-meter column that enables the compounds of the urine to travel through at different rates, thus breaking the sample into a readable format. This is then translated into an algorithm enabling detection of cancer by reading the patterns presented. The positioning of the prostate gland is very close to the bladder, so it gives the urine profile a different algorithm if the man has cancer. So very interesting stuff. I hope they hurry up with this urine test because I know a lot of my men would prefer that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was kind of shocking. They say women with overactive thyroid are at greater risk of breast cancer. I haven't really been studying what's out there on women with hyperthyroid. Usually women with hyperthyroid. Hyperthyroid is obviously the opposite of hypothyroid. Hypothyroid, a lot more common. You're kind of tired, you're fatigued, your gland is underactive, can sometimes grow and make a goiter. You end up being a little bit more tired, gaining weight, dry skin, etc. Hyperactive is when the thyroid is obviously more active. That's how I used to answer in medical school. You know, Dahlia, will you please explain what hyperactive thyroid is? Well, good question. Can you use it in the sentence? No. It's when the thyroid is more hyper. And that concludes my dissertation on hyperthyroid. Very good, very good. Whew, that was a close one. That was so good that you will now do a report with a little bit more detail on all the fancy stuff you just talked about. Man, I gotta do another report. So, hyperthyroid is where it's more active. Sometimes we'll see people with a higher heart rate. Sometimes they'll be more hot rather than, you know how low thyroid patients are a little bit more cold. We call it cold intolerance. With high thyroid, a little bit more hot. Sometimes sweaty, but it's very interesting. Most of the time, when I see a person present with high thyroid, the number one complaint they have is fatigue. Okay? And you'd be like, wait a second. If they have high thyroid, then they're all energized all the time. But think about it. Okay? If you're on speed, okay, what ends up happening? You get exhausted. And so the number one complaint I see in my office when somebody complains that they have high thyroid, it's that they're tired. Like, I'm just tired. And I take a look at them. Sometimes their eyes seem to be more pronounced. Exophthalmos is very serious. It's where the eye appears to be bulging, and we have to get that surgically fixed. So long-standing Graves' disease or high thyroid, we need to address it. We don't mess around. But, we forget to think that, okay, well, you have one disease. Is that just it? Are you done, or can you have other issues? Well, now they're saying women with an overactive thyroid gland have an 11% higher risk of developing breast cancer. One of you wanted to know what does the thyroid gland do? The thyroid hormone is responsible for a variety of things. It's responsible for your puberty development. It's responsible for your hormone development. It's responsible for your cholesterol metabolism, your sugar metabolism. The thyroid is involved in so much, such that it's easier to discuss when we talk about thyroid. If you walk into the doctor and you have high blood pressure, in addition to them treating you for your blood pressure, they're going to check your thyroid, okay? If you have diabetes, okay, in addition to them dealing with the blood sugar, they're going to check your thyroid, because low thyroid could exacerbate, you know, diabetes. If you have high cholesterol, they're going to evaluate you, and, of course, with your cholesterol, they are going to also run a diabetes test. If you have depression, if you have a skin disorder, if you have difficulty getting pregnant, if you lost a pregnancy, if you're anxious, if you're mad, if you have a sleep disorder, there is so many reasons to look at your thyroid, because the thyroid being out of sorts could affect all of those. So I've had people with sleeping disorders, depression, period issues, fertility issues, erectile dysfunction, not just testosterone, also thyroid. So that's why. Anyway, so they say if you, however, get this, have underactive thyroid glands, there's a 6% lower risk of developing breast cancer than the general population. Now, that's kind of weird, because the women in my family that had breast cancer also had low thyroid. So that's kind of interesting. But, so don't get excited. Don't say, yay, cut out my thyroid. Can you imagine? I wonder if that's a study they could do. People who had their thyroid removed because of glands and nodes, etc., did they ever go on to get breast cancer? That would be a very easy study to do, guys. Yes, it's a retrospective study. I don't know who's going to pay for it, but that would be a very good study. All right, lead author Dr. Mette Søgaard of Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark said high levels of thyroid hormone levels can have estrogen-like effects, which may explain why hyperthyroidism is associated with high risk of breast cancer. The more common type of breast cancer is the estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. So if you are stimulating estrogen receptors, that could then be linked to that type of breast cancer, okay? They say hyperthyroidism is a relatively common condition where the thyroid gland produces too much of the hormone. The disorder could speed up your metabolism. You could lose weight, irregular heartbeat, nervousness, etc. But women with underactive thyroid, which I just explained to you, may not produce enough, they're more fatigued. They're not producing enough thyroid hormone. Then they may not be producing enough estrogen. So a team of Danish scientists utilized nationwide registries to identify women with hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism from 1978 and 2013. The team then estimated the woman's risk of breast cancer, comparing it with an estimated risk of the general population. They compiled data on more than 4 million women. The scientists identified 61,000 with hypothyroidism, but 80,000 with hyper. They found the women with overactive thyroids far more likely to develop the breast cancer than the general population, as well as those with the underactive thyroid. So, what does that mean? If you have hyperthyroid, you may need to get your butt into gear and start checking yourself, getting yourself checked more often for mammograms. Well, Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare, we're not supposed to be doing our mammograms all the time. Apparently, there's a lot of false positives. I don't want to. I know. I am very, 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 very well aware of the guidelines and the recommendations to do less. I am extremely aware of that. Duly noted. I don't give a heart and doot, okay? All right? If they think you have a higher risk of breast cancer, you get yourself checked. And, I mean, can I just say something again with this whole false positive thing? And I've said this before, and I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but we get new listeners to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and welcome. I'm really a lot nicer than this, okay? I know I'm kind of sounding a little witchy today, but I'm usually nice, okay? All right. Just not today, because I'm a little upset. I'm upset because of this. Yeah, no, I am not. It's not my cycle, okay? I'm off cycle right now. That's all fine. When they say don't be taking a test, don't be checking the prostate, don't be checking the breast cancer because of false positives, a false positive would be you not being pregnant, you take a pregnancy test for poops and giggles, and it says you're positive for pregnancy. And you're like, but I'm not pregnant, okay? That to me is a false positive. You having a lump or something looking funny on a mammogram, usually what these radiologists say is there's a mass. Let's rule it out. Okay? They do the biopsy, they look at it, and lo and behold, it's not cancer. The media turns around and says, you see, look at all the false positives. She had to have a biopsy for no reason. She had every reason in the book to have a biopsy. There was a spot. Well, the spot was wrong. The spot wasn't there. Are we really hearing of spots not being there? Or are these actual, you know, masses or lumps of tissue that look kind of funny that need to be checked? There's a difference there. Now, if we have mammograms that are saying there's something there when it's not, the tissue is normal, but the x-ray is making a weird shadow, making something look like it's insidious. Okay, now you could convince me that we're having a lot of, but I wouldn't even call that a false positive. I would say we have issues of,
unfortunately they still use the same terminology. They'd still probably call it false positive, even though I don't like to use that term. But we would say we have inaccuracies with the, with the imaging. Okay, where you gotta be careful of some of these inaccuracies, and we need to, I guess, try to get more clear pictures. But if that was the case, if mammograms were giving us false shadows, making us see lumps that weren't there, we wouldn't be using mammograms. We would be turning to MRIs or other tests. What's happening is women are having lumps, they're getting evaluated, and luckily many of these cases are not cancer. So the doctor says, great, you don't have cancer now, but you have a lump. This lump or this density needs to be watched. And I gotta tell you, most of my female patients are very grateful. They are like, thank you, keep looking, keep an eye on it. So we got to get rid of this terminology, false positives, because it's baloney. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
I'm a-walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, probably our least favorite holiday is coming up, Valentine's Day. Not my favorite holiday. I was usually single on Valentine's Day. And, I'm trying to diet. And so even though I love, you know, chocolate and hearts and that kind of thing, I don't know. What am I supposed to buy Corey, for, he's a guy. Guys don't, They don't like Valentine's Day. So I'm supposed to buy, and I know what you guys are saying, and keep it clean. No, I understand that, you know, guys don't need actual, you know, like those types of gifts. I get that. But I don't know. I don't think guys like the holiday, and I don't think girls like the holiday. Right? I mean, it's a way to spend money. Maybe it gives a little boost in the economy. A lot of people are going to go out to dinner. A lot of people are doing fun stuff this weekend. Actually, it's President's Day weekend, so it's a 3-day weekend. It's, you know, we got Valentine's, so it's nice. All right. I don't know. Just too lovey-dovey for my taste. I like to show my husband I love him in my own way. Maybe I'll shave my legs. Maybe I won't nag at him. Maybe I won't yell at him about his family. And, I mean, it shows the love. Well, I guess Tracy Cox is in the news a lot. She is a, I don't know if she's a psychologist, but she talks a lot about relationships, okay? And I guess there's a day called National Single Awareness Day. All right. And I for those of us who are single, yeah, that, but I'm married. I was single a lot. Okay. I think I've been single longer than I've been married. Yes, I have. Yeah. So if you look at that. Anyway, so she, I guess, writes and researches relationships. So she has here some advice. The 15 things that all singles need to know if they want to find long lasting love. For those of us who are married or in relationships, we're good. Okay, we could kind of kick back, relax, although I've told you guys that you need to kind of, you know, step it up and let your loved one feel loved. But this is interesting, okay? Many of you guys can't stand this holiday because you're single. Right? Everybody's lovey-dovey, everybody's all excited and giddy, and, you know, and you start to feel bad. That's why this isn't really my favorite time, because I have a lot of people come in with depression. So she says, number one, take responsibility. If you've been single for a long time, and your less attractive friends are being asked out, but not you, maybe you need to figure out why. Okay? You know, a lot of times, you know, guys are like, well, you know, women are all blinks. And, you know, women are like, well, guys are this. They just want one thing, whatever. Maybe take a look at yourself and see what you could be doing. Okay? There's a variety of things that I think a lot of people do wrong on dates. Okay? High expectations is a huge thing. Okay? Don't be having all these high expectations. Well, they're going to pay, or they're going to put out, or they're going to this. I mean, that's nice. All right? You know, the best relationships are the ones where there was no premeditation. It just happened. You guys hung out. You guys worked together. You guys were friends. And it just worked out. And those seem to do the best. So, and you have to be open. Okay. They say waiting for there is the one. She says there is no the one. If you believe in, well, you know, he's the one or she's the one, it's a dangerous concept. Okay. We for years have been watching Prince Charming and the princess and everybody going, you are my true love. I'm supposed to be with my true love, etc. And I went through that too. I was waiting tables and one of my waitresses said that my soulmate was going to be a Pisces. And then all of a sudden, I start dating Corey, and we had been friends, but I didn't know when he was born, and he turned out to be a Pisces. I was like, oh, he's the one. And to be honest, I like that, because then, good, I don't have to date anymore. Good. He's the one. It's going to happen no matter what. And it did, by the way. So I kind of believe in that. But those of us who I think you have that with young love. When you're older, you're starting to be a little bit more practical. And maybe you are destined to be with somebody, but it doesn't mean they are the one, because you think the one looks like Michael Fassbender or Channing Tatum or is a CEO of a company or has a mother-in-law that's across the world. You know, and then you unfortunately get disappointed. They say also don't expect the lightning bolt when it comes to love. A lot of people expect that there's supposed to be an instant connection. And if there's no instant connection, then he's not the one or she's not the one. No. You learn to love. You fall in love. This falling in love is very important. I can't tell you the very first time I met Corey, I guess I thought he was attractive, but I was really into the guy I was dating. So there was another, that lightning bolt. But I found myself wanting to, I guess, kind of bug him and bully him a little bit. And I didn't realize I liked him, but my actions already said that. And then later we ended up dating, which, you know, and now he's like really regretting it. Don't write people off because they're not your type. Okay, well, you know, I see Dr. Dahlia. I mean, you know, she's really hot, you know, but I don't think she's my type. I mean, she looks too prude. Okay, well, true. Okay, and yes, very. But, you know, when somebody's in love with somebody, they may be a lot more demonstrative physically. All right, well, no, you know, I really want somebody more, I don't know, less talkative. You know, Dahlia just looks like she talks and talks, so I really want somebody quiet. That's okay. Then, you know, get the step in. Leave, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I mean, you know what you want, but, you know, don't try to think you know what your type is. Remember, a lot of your stereotypes are coming from TV or coming from, I mean, you know, my husband, I mean, he probably expected that he would be with a Baywatch babe. And thank the Lord, he was mature enough to realize that just because I'm not his quote-unquote type doesn't mean he can't have a relationship with me, because the Lord knows I'm not a Baywatch babe, okay? Or I wasn't at the time. In fact, I probably look more like David Hasselhoff than any of the other ones. That's neither here nor there. They say get rid of your baggage, okay? If you have problems with your exes, if you have, I know you don't want your new love to do what your ex did, and you could talk about the relationship. You have a right to do that. But, you know, she says don't, you know, get rid of your baggage. You don't want to have to so much keep things away, you know, but what I would do is I wouldn't rush into a new relationship. If you're sore, if you're hurt, you let them know, you know, I like you. And I want to take this slow, because I think you and I have a lot of potential. I see a future with us. I just need to make sure that my past relationship with this ex doesn't ever translate to you, and I don't want to get grumpy about things and et cetera. And be honest. Say she used to do this, and I want to make sure there's that separation. You know, that kind of thing. She says, don't waste your time on losers. She said, I don't know, how do you identify a loser? I mean, I've dated a lot of people who, and I don't like using that word. I would describe, in my history, somebody that just wanted sex and didn't really care about anything else. And, I never dated anybody when I was a doctor, because I was dating Corey before I became a doctor. But somebody like, oh, good, you know, she'll take care of me later and she'll be my sugar mama. If that's not what you want, then don't, you know, stop it from the beginning. Also, don't wait to be chosen. You know, a lot of us women still think of the whole traditional, he needs to court me, he needs to call me, he needs to... A lot of the newer generation guys, they never learned that. They don't know about the 1950s and, you know, what our moms and then our grandmas are. They don't know about that. So you not calling them or texting them is a turndown. Whereas when I was growing up, my mom said, you never call a boy. Ever. Okay? I text Corey all the time now. And I know my mom's looking at me like, you're being a hussy. But, I mean, I need him to get groceries. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, sometimes my patients or my listeners ask me about racing thoughts and what are some of the best things to do with racing thoughts. And we've talked about how to, you know, try to stop all that to get a good night's sleep. Fox News actually has an article providing a simple 2-minute trick to calm a racing mind. Okay, what happens basically, the pathophysiology of that, if I could use a word that probably isn't appropriate because we're not really talking about the pathology of it. But anyway, is you're running around all day long. Okay, you go to work, you're dealing with that, you're going to the gym, you're dealing with the kids, and all of a sudden you get to bed. And when you get to bed, that's when your mind starts to think. That's when your mind starts to go. And according to to Lynn Goldberg, who's a meditation coach and co-founder of OMG I Can Meditate app, says we have 40,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day. I'm going to say it's usually more than that. And we're usually worrying about our past or our future. Rumination is where you go over the same thought again and again, usually negative. That's Dr. David Cox, Chief Medical Officer for Mindful, or David Cox, Chief Medical Officer for Mindful Meditation app Headspace. So as you're trying to work out why you did it wrong, what could you have done? What could you do? It's useful if you do it once, but there's no benefit to doing it over and over again. So the first thing you need to do is realize that you're having obsessive thoughts. You know, some of you go, okay, well, my OCD, stop it with the, with trying to diagnose yourself and label yourself, okay? Many of us will have obsessive thoughts without being, quote unquote, OCD. That's perfectly fine, okay? Like, for example, all right, are my kids, did my kids brush their teeth? Every night I ask if they brush their teeth, okay? Well, Mom, you're being so obsessive about it. I have to make sure, I have to remind you to brush your teeth. My kid actually got mad at me. I was telling him something. And he goes, I hate when you repeat yourself. You know, you keep, you know, saying stuff, and I tell you I get it, and you keep talking about it. And I go, well, I keep reminding you to have your clothes ready and your backpack ready for school the next day. And do you ever have, you know, do you, right? Do you ever remember? Well, that's different. I go, no, it's not. I'm a mom. Okay? It may sound like I'm repeating myself, but it's because you guys are not doing what you're supposed to. So we're allowed to do that as moms. So you're allowed to have some obsessive behaviors. You're, you know, when is an obsession bad? Okay, I mean, when is it, you know, and it's when it starts to interfere with your life, interfere with your work, and you don't like who you are as a result of it. So you're trying to get to work and you just can't because you have to keep racing home to check the oven. Okay, and you're like, but I know the oven's checked. You know, why do you keep doing it? You know, those kinds of things. So, you know, if you find yourself that you are unable to actually carry a job, you know, carry a relationship, that's when we need to, you know, help you. So, first you got to realize you're having obsessive thoughts and you got to figure out how to stop it. Remember I talked to you about stop think? One of my friends in medical school came in. I told you guys the story many times. Comes into class. Go stop, 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 stop. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I think about sex a lot, and I'm not concentrating in class, so I'm doing stop think. If I say stop, it stops the thought. And so I'm like, oh, that sounds good. You know, so, you know, after we tell everybody what's going on, you just hear the classroom go stop, 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 stop. So it's called stop think. That's one thing you can do. And make sure you have something else already pre-planned that you can focus your attention on. So, like, I already have a happy place in my head. It's Hawaii or a beach or Michael Fassbender. No, I'm joking. All right, so I already have a happy place of if I start to think about work or I start to think about finances or my show the next day, stop, you're on the beach. You're on the beach. So you want to kind of have a go-to place. They say thinking involves obviously many parts of the brain. The prefrontal cortex plays a huge role. A lot of the rumination is done there. Your amygdala is your brain's emotional center. You have the insula that processes information. So there's a lot of our brain working when that happens. But remember, you're trying to go to sleep. You're trying to relax. I don't mind that you guys have an active amygdala. My amygdala is an overdrive. But does it have to happen when you're trying to sleep? So here's the two-minute thing you can do. Okay, and this is from a, they say Goldberg. I want to give this credit, but I don't see who's the, it says, I'm trying to look for, it says Goldberg, but I can't find which Goldberg this is. Anyway, this is Goldberg. Anyway, first, look around and notice where you are. This is when you start to have racing thoughts, even during the day. look around and notice where you are. It causes distraction and stuff. You're like, okay, look, you're sitting there, like in the car. Sometimes I'll be, you know, as I'm driving home, I'm thinking, I'm driving. Okay, I'm navigating near schools. Do I really want to be thinking about my day? I want to be concentrating. So stop, look around, see what you're doing, refocus. They say close your eyes. Now, of course, not when you're driving. Okay, this is different now. Okay, this is when you're home. Close your eyes. Notice the sounds around you. Is it a baby crying? Is it horns honking? Is it your coworkers banging on their keyboards? Allow yourself to be there with the sounds. So now what you're doing is you're recruiting the parts of the brain that deal with your auditory processing. So now you're listening to sounds. You're processing those. And so that's very distracting. Then follow your breath. From the moment the air touches your nostrils as you inhale, feel it filling up your chest and belly. And as it leaves your body, you exhale. My nose is clogged, so this is hard to do. And you feel it in your chest and belly, and then you exhale. And then as you're exhaling, try to think and see if you're feeling, if it's a warm air, if it's a cool air. So you see what they're doing now? Now they're making you work on your sense, your tactile. Okay, you're feeling temperatures. You see, it's different than the thinking. They're trying to recruit other parts of the brain. Then they want you to do this 5 times. So do this deep breath 5 times. And that is 2 minutes of mini meditation that could get you off racing thoughts. According to Dr. Suzuki, she says the core of this brain hack is understanding that you can interrupt a distracting thought with a meditation. And it doesn't have to involve 3 hours in a lotus pose. Author of Healthy Brain, Happy Life, you can literally take 30 seconds, close your eyes, and start to focus on your breathing. I am a huge fan of meditation. I am a huge fan of you getting a deep breath. I am a huge fan of you stopping, looking at what the situation is, you know, and focusing on something else. And I got to tell you, remember, you are dealing with what a lot of people do. You're not alone. Okay? I mean, it's stressful. You know, I remember, you know, my parents acting like the problems I were having were nothing major. And I was looking at, yes, it is. You know, he doesn't like me, or he's not asking me to the 8th grade dance. And then as an adult, you see all the stuff that you have to deal with. And I don't have to tell you guys, it's a lot. It's overwhelming. Between people who are sick, people who are dying, family members needing to live with you, money problems, losing your job, the recession, losing your home, not having health insurance. I mean, it's exhausting. It is. And yeah, your mind's going to wander. In fact, that doesn't mean you're unhealthy. You know, that means you're very normal. You know, many of you come in, you know, to my office, or you write me going, something's wrong because, you know, I'm in a funk and I'm upset about this. You should be upset about this. You are 1,070% correct to be upset about that. That is a normal emotion. But it's our job as doctors or as therapists or psychiatrists to help you function while you're going through normal responses. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the helpful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with 2 Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.